Good morning, and welcome to Investment Talk, a one-hour live radio program brought to you by the financial advisors of Legacy Wealth Management of Fargo and Bismarck, and featuring the president and financial advisor of Legacy, Paul Myers, and financial advisor and CFP, Brady Brunsvold, with host Steve Poitras. Securities and investment advice from LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor, and member FINRA and SIPC. Nothing in today's show is an offer to buy or sell securities, and you should consult with an investment advisor in person before taking any action, as every investment involves risk. Past performance is no guarantee of future results. And now, the award-winning team at Legacy Wealth Management presents Investment Talk.
Steve and Brian, good morning to all of you. It is Investment Talk.
Good morning.
Good to Steve and I can remember 1972. Brian, you may be. I don't know. Did we hear that, Brian? What'd you say?
Do we have Brian's microphone on? What's the story over there?
It should be.
Yeah. We'll get back to you in just a minute, Brian. We're going to work on that. He said 1972 is a heck of a year for music. Do you remember, you know what the number one song from 1972 was?
I'm thinking it was Gilbert O'Sullivan's Alone Again Naturally.
That is a great song, but it was actually by Roberta Flack.
The first time ever I saw your car?
Your car, yes. That was Roberta Flack in 1972. Look, here's the deal. We have listeners all over Minnesota, North Dakota, South Dakota, and those eight lucky people up in Canada tuning in this morning. And a lot of them were around in 1972. Maybe they just graduated from high school, like my wife, the lovely Myra, did.
She's that young, eh?
She was only four at the time she graduated.
Accelerated program down there in North Carolina.
Yes, sir. Brian, you're with us now.
I think I'm with you. Josh, you got me over there, big guy?
Yeah.
We're hearing you now.
Yeah, you're loud and clear.
I was going to say 1972 was a heck of a great year for music, wasn't it, Paul?
Well, yeah, I think it was.
I'm assuming that this Three Dog Night song was from that year, Paul?
Yes, Three Dog Night was from that year. Gilbert O'Sullivan's Alone Again Naturally was number two.
Oh.
And in a minute, we're going to hear from Don McLean and his American Pie.
Oh.
Now, a lot of people don't like Don McLean.
Well, it's not that. It's that we've heard that song so frequently that I could live the rest of my life happily without hearing American Pie.
We're going to have to get it in there one more time.
Yeah, we're going to have American Pie because in a little while, Brian and I are on our way over to pick up a couple hundred pies. And that's going to be kind of fun.
And we promise we're not going to eat them all, right?
You know, a song that I like a great deal by Don McLean was Vincent, Starry, Starry Night.
That's another one of the big hits from the top 100.
It was, Let's Go All the Way by the Raspberries.
That was 72. Another one, 1972.
Bang the Gong, T-Rex.
Boy, you've got a great memory, Steve. Well, you're a heck of a guy.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
The memory is apparently the only thing that's not gone. I don't know.
Well, you know, I was cursed with being a dwarf in stature, but I got a compensation of a good memory.
Now, we have to correct the reality. Of course, Steve is not a dwarf in stature. Steve is a heck of a guy. And, Steve, you do a radio show heard in the eastern half of the state, the Trivia Time, quite often.
Well, with the powerful signal of the mighty 790 KFGO, if they really tried hard, you can hear it way out there even in Western North Dakota.
Well, and if you have an Alexa device, and frankly, if you don't, you should. Well, they're great. They're incredible. All you do is say to your device, play whatever radio station you want, and it does. It's awesome. I use it sometimes when you want to pick up a football game and you want to pick it up on radio, and you may not be in the area where you can pick it up. You just tell it to play that thing, and there it goes. Other interesting songs from that time period, and we're going to talk more about this in a minute. Lean on Me by Bill Withers.
Oh, great song.
Yeah, great song. Brandy, You're a Fine Girl and a Heck
Looking
of a Drink,
glass.
Too.
Looking Glass, right?
Brandy, You're a Fine Girl and a Heck of a Drink, too.
Heck of a hand. Real good out there in the wrangling. Yeah,
this is Investment Talk, brought to you by the advisors at Legacy Wealth Management. We were kind of having a retrospective look back to 1972 and thinking of some of the music. Who have we got here? Oh, Don McLean. Yeah, see, your favorite song.
Driving
Don.
The Chevy down to the levee, but yeah, the levee was dry. Bone dry.
Yeah, the bone dry.
It's like Lake Mead.
Lake Mead on a bad day. You know what else was big from that year? Chuck Berry and My Ding-a-Ling.
Oh, horrible
song. I know, we're not playing it. Don't worry.
I'll give Chuck Berry all the credit in the world, but that was his only highly charted song, I guess.
I know.
Terrible song.
Oh, well. The memory of Chuck Berry will last a long time,
yes.
Way beyond my
ding-a-ling. He didn't need to do that song.
No, you know, another big one, The Lion Sleeps Tonight.
The Tokens?
This one is by Robert John.
Okay.
Guy with two first names.
John Robert.
Billy Preston was in there.
Oh, Billy Preston.
The Hollies, Long Cool Woman in a Black Dress.
Billy Preston, what, will it go round in circles?
Out of Space.
That's an instrumental. Yeah.
Well, all the biggies were back there in 1972. The Fifth Dimension, Last Night, I Didn't Get to Sleep at All.
No.
Nights in White Satin by the Moody Blues.
That was one of the most requested songs way back when I was working as a DJ.
See, here's the point. Our listeners who remember some of these songs back from 1972, that's going to put them at the age of... well, could be 60, 65, mm-hmm. 70 years old, and they remember this stuff. And that's pretty cool. One of the things that we do at Legacy Wealth Management is we recognize the demographics of the people we deal with, and we understand the concerns and issues that they face. At least I'd like to think so. Later on in today's show, we're going to talk about one of those concerns. If you're still working or maybe retired and have an old 401k plan, we're going to provide a little education on some things you can do with your current 401k plan, as well as your old 401k plans. That's pretty important stuff. And so we honor and pay attention to those people from that time period. 1972 was a good year. Steve, Brian, do you have any idea what the Dow Jones average was at back in 1972?
Was it? Oh, my goodness. That's a long time ago.
Now, what's it at right now?
33,000 something, I believe.
Okay.
Yes.
You go back to 1972. I have it here on my wristwatch.
Was it like around?
I keep all that stuff.
1,500?
It was close, Steve. It was actually below 1,000. It was at about 950.
Wow.
I know. I remember when the Dow Jones average went over 10,000, the media called me. Heck of a guy that
they
I
wanted
am.
Comments.
They did. They wanted some comments. What do you think, Paul? The Dow Jones is just crack 10,000. Do you think it'll ever go above that? At that time, there was a prediction from a guy whose name I can't think of right now, but I'll think of it pretty soon. He said, listen, based upon my calculations, the Dow Jones will go over 20,000 in the year, you know, I think he predicted like the year 2000. And of course, it didn't quite make it then. Everyone thought he was crazy, but it made it. Anyway, hey, we're going to talk a little bit more about music with one of our good friends from Harwood. Hey, Jack, good morning to you.
Good morning to you, gentlemen.
Yeah.
Remember Jim Croce with Big Bad Leroy Brown?
Oh, yeah. Jim was in the top 100 from 1972. Let's see.
Operator?
He did Big Bad Leroy Brown, I believe, that year.
Time in a Bottle?
Well,
that was
he did
later.
All those.
That was a
yeah.
later.
They were playing that at the Student Union at NDSU all the time.
Which one was that?
Big Bad
Oh,
Leroy Brown.
He's bad. Bad as cat in the whole dang town.
Yeah, he was a bad one.
Pulled him off and he looked like a jigsaw puzzle.
Can you just imagine if some of these great music stars had survived, like Jim Croce, even John Denver, John Lennon, all of these people, what an impact they'd have made on our music. And you know what? This is an investment talk show, but it's kind of nice to take a look back in time and see maybe what could have been, what is right now. We have some great music going on. Although,
well,
you know,
it's the prerequisite before you go to church. You have to have this show.
That's right. You have to have this show on because after the show, you want to go to church and, you know, kind of start over again, I guess. You know, I was at the Bison football game yesterday, Bison and the Fighting Hawks. It was a joint game. And I was sitting, as I always do, right next to Mike Seminary.
Oh, out of Bismarck,
great guy, Mike Seminary, and several members of his family. Mike, if you're out there listening, and I know you are, we had a fun time. They were playing some music before the game. They play ridiculous music before the game on the speakers. And I said to Mike, I said, yeah, isn't this a wonderful song, Mike? He said, yeah, this is what I play nonstop from Thanksgiving to Christmas. It was some talk rap song, you know.
Oh, Busta Moves? Ridiculous.
I don't know. It wasn't as good as... I Want a Hula Hoop?
Yeah. What was that one?
Do you remember the Chipmunks with All I Want for Christmas is a Hula Hoop?
Yeah, I play it every day, just about.
Do they still sell hula hoops? Thanks, Jack.
Hey, good to talk to you. Always fun to talk to these various people who listen to the show. If you're out there, in a minute, you're going to have a chance to give us a call.
Oh.
Because in a minute, we're going to be talking about our world-famous investment, but... in the second half of the show, we're going to talk about a couple of things that caught our attention. One of them is, of course, what's been going on with Twitter over the last couple of weeks. And at first, I looked them up this morning to see what their current price was. And then I realized, wait a minute, they've been delisted because they went private. But it's interesting to see the price of Twitter over the last year. Brian, you and I talk about this in the office. Twitter is actually up. You know, when it was delisted, it was at $54.
$54, yeah, correct.
And that was up for the year, which was nice because poor old Elon Musk and all his brightness bought the darn stock. And now he's apparently trying to deassemble.
Well, it has had a major effect on his overall net worth, which we will get to in five points
and
in 5 minutes.
Had somewhat of an effect also on the Tesla stock because he's been offloading, you know, billions of dollars
of his
personal wealth.
Well, yeah, what I heard just yesterday, many thousand Teslas have to be recalled because of faulty, was it brake lights or something like that?
Probably correct, although... Why would you need brake lights?
Well, you know what? I just, I know how my own feelings are about Elon Musk, et cetera. And I can't help but feel there's a huge, similar thinking, feeling people in this country that aren't big fans of Elon Musk.
Well, a lot of people weren't fans of him from the beginning because there's kind of an ingrained American tradition. We don't like people who've made gazillions of dollars and behave like idiots. And
well, he certainly seems to have made some very questionable decisions about the personnel working for Twitter. Well,
or who is left working.
Yeah.
Yeah, he does. You know, he's a brilliant guy.
And, I don't know that I'd agree with that.
I'm trying to say some nice things, Steve. Here, give me a chance. He's a brilliant guy, and he's built some big businesses. He's done some good things, and he criticizes people from all the political spectrum, and that's fine. Long and the short of it is, lots going on with Twitter. And in a minute, in the second half of the show, we're going to talk about the fastest growing stock on the stock exchange for the last 10 years. I think you're going to be surprised to find out who it is.
I think our listeners are going to be fascinated by that because it's not who you think it would be.
It's not Apple.
It's not Apple.
Not Google.
No, it's not Microsoft.
Not Microsoft, any of those companies. We're going to talk about that. But right now, because I know you've been waiting for it, here's Steve Poitras with our investment question of the week.
It's now time for the Legacy Wealth Management Question of the Week.
Would you like to introduce it as well, Brian?
I'm sorry, one more time. What are we talking about today?
We're talking about the Investment Trivia Question of the Week. All right. If you think you know or want to take a shot at this question, call us at 237-5948 or 701-237-5948 or on your cell phone, #5346. Okay. The United States leads all nations in the size of its economy. China is second overall and the biggest economy of all Asian countries. Meanwhile, Germany has the largest economy among European nations. But here's the question. Which country on the continent of Africa has the largest economy? What country in Africa has the largest economy, gross domestic product, GDP. Take a shot at that.
You know what's funny, Steve? If you went out on the streets of Bismarck, Fargo, or New York and said, Can you name a country in Africa? A lot of people could not name a country in Africa. You know, they'd say, well, let me see, Colombia. No, no, that's not in Africa. New Mexico. No, that's a state in the country. Seriously, I've seen, you know, the late shows at night.
It's will like go the, out and the jaywalking
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, they go out
right?
and
yeah.
ask a question. I saw one the other day where they said, can you name the first president of the United States? And they got that one right.
Really?
Well, yeah, but they couldn't name the second president of the United States.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Well, anyway, there's your question. Which country,
Which country in Africa has the largest GDP economy? You see, you're going to...
There we get some action.
Yeah, this is a long-distance call. It's coming in from Africa.
Operator,
give me
would you help me make this call?
Is that Jim Croce?
Because the number is old and faded.
Yeah. Doesn't it turn out to be his daughter or something?
She's in... No, you're thinking about long-distance information. Give me Memphis, Tennessee.
That's right.
Yeah.
All right. Have we got any more callers out there? We've got a couple lined up. In a minute, we're going to pick one of them. What country in Africa has the largest GDP? Look, if you've got a telephone, you can look this up in about 8 seconds, right?
Google is your friend.
Right? Google is your friend.
Well, who are we waiting for here?
Well, we've got one right here. Let's pick. You know what? We just talked to Jack, but let's talk to him again. Jack, do you have an idea what the largest country with the largest GDP is in Africa?
South Africa.
South Africa is third, and that would be a logical guess because they've got a developed economy. But Africa is third on the continent with $411 billion. Okay, good guess,
Jack. Good guess. You don't win the new car today, but thanks for trying. Steve, you know what? We're kind of zooming along in time. I couldn't guess which one would be the largest GDP. How about you, Brian? You got any big guesses?
Okay. I would have guessed South Africa as well. I think that's
all right.
A good
well,
one,
I would have guessed New Mexico.
First of all, there is a country in Africa that has a surprisingly large population of latest count, like 211 million people.
Is it Egypt?
No, Egypt is second. Egypt is second, I think, both in population and in its GDP at $469 billion.
Let me think one more time.
The country we're thinking of or that we're talking about
is... Give me the first letter.
N...
I see it is New Mexico.
Good one.
Nigeria.
Oh, yes, Josh. Nigeria with a GDP of $504 billion. Isn't that amazing, though? Nigeria.
I know why. It's because of all those phone calls from Nigeria where you can win the lottery if you just send $1,000 to somebody.
They have
over
so
there.
Many princes, too.
Yeah.
And then Egypt is second, South Africa fourth. Somewhat lower, Algeria. But Nigeria, 211 million people, which makes it rank somewhere around seventh maybe among all the nations. Well, that's about two-thirds the size of the population of the United States.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I think Egypt has over 100 million. Man. Oh, well, we're going to get on to, even in our 5 points in 5 minutes, we're going to have a note about population.
Yeah. Okay. Well, just a reminder, you are listening to Investment Talk, believe it or not. Brought to you by the advisors at Legacy Wealth Management. We're kind of excited because we're heading towards Pi Day and other fun things like that. We're going to talk about 401ks in the second half of the show. And if you've got a 401k, you might want to be sure to tune in because I think you'll get some good information that may be helpful to you. Just a reminder that if you've got a question or a concern about your investments or about the stock market, what's going on, what do you think about Twitter? If you got any of these questions, you can always give us a call at Legacy Wealth Management. We're happy to talk to you. You know, Friday, I was there at the office a little later than normal. And
you mean you were still there at 2:30?
No, it was actually about 4:30.
Okay, all right.
Because a lot of our staff leaves a little early on Friday, and that's cool. And Dave and I were in there hard at work doing some things, getting ready for kind of a miniature open house type of thing that we're going to have. And a gentleman came in who listens to our radio show, and he had some interesting questions about 401ks. And that prompted me to think, you know, we need to talk about 401ks. So that's going to come up in the second half of the show. But right now, and we've got about 5 minutes left to do it, let's do that world famous. Okay, I won't introduce it, Steve. I won't say it. Surprise us, Josh. What are we going into?
Legacy Wealth Management presents 5 points in 5 minutes.
Whoa, 5 points. We haven't heard from Brian for a while. You want to bat lead on for us here,
Brian? Yeah, still number one. Even though the stock price of Tesla has plunged 55% this year, Elon Musk is still the richest person in the world. Forbes estimates that Musk's net worth has fallen to $195 billion, down from $304 billion last January. But stay tuned. He still has some major issues with Twitter.
See, I think what he's going to do is he's going to install Twitter in every Tesla car. Right. So while you're going down the road, you can say whatever insult you want to on Twitter. Let's talk about Carvana, Steve.
Online used car dealer Carvana has suffered a steep sell-off. 15 months ago, in August of 2021, the stock price of Carvana was $376. It is currently, at close Friday, at $8.06. Whew. Its market cap was $60 billion last year. Well, now it is down about 95% to roughly $1.5 billion. Tough days for Carvana.
Wow. Why do you suppose it's gone down? Just the availability of cars?
Yeah, that whole situation after it was so tight for used cars, and that's all alleviated, and it's reflected.
It's alleviated? You mean you can get any car you want now?
Well, I don't know that, but it's gotten easier than it had been for a while.
The situation has improved, yeah.
There we go.
Yeah. That's a nice way of saying it, Brian.
It's your turn, Paul.
You really talk so nicely. But do I have to talk about home mortgages? Because I'd like to.
Yeah, we want to hear about those, Paul.
And what's interesting about home mortgages is they actually came down this week. The 30-year fixed rate on home mortgages averaged 6.61% in the week just ended. Now, that's down from 7.08%. The week doesn't sound like a huge amount, but it is a big amount. These numbers come to us from Freddie Mac. This is the largest weekly drop since 1981. Of course, all of the data, you can play with that. It's the largest weekly drop because, oh my goodness, we've had some of the largest weekly gains in
a long
time.
We certainly did.
Yeah. A year ago, that rate was a paltry 3.10%. That, we think, may be an indication that inflation is easing somewhat. And I read this morning that one of the Fed governors, those little devils, said that, you know, we're getting a little tired of these large Fed rate increases. We may be able to pull back a little bit going forward. How kind of him to say that. No more bloodletting for a little while. Hey, talking about home mortgage rates, though, there's always the question about Home Depot and Lowe's. We're going to talk about them in the second half of the show, too. Two huge companies, how have they been doing with a home slowdown? What do we have for population, Brian?
Yeah, we got an update on the population. Last Tuesday, November 15th, the population of the Earth reached 8 billion people, according to UN projections. In 1925, world population was just 2 billion. That doubled to 4 billion by 1974 and now has doubled again in less than 50 years.
Wow. Population. You know, when I was in New York City walking through Times Square, I think all 8 billion people were there trying to get into the subway ahead of me. Oh, those
wow.
Devils. What do we know about state governors, Steve?
Well, this coming January 1st, 2023, a record high 12 women will be concurrently serving as a state governor in the United States, topping the previous record of 9. And on a side note, there are currently 24 women serving as U.S. senators. And there are 123 women in the House of Representatives.
Fascinating.
And those numbers continue to slowly rise.
Now, I don't think we've ever had a female governor in North Dakota or Minnesota, have we? Not that I can remember.
Don't believe so. The governor of New York now
is a woman.
And she'd succeeded as lieutenant governor, and then I think was elected in her own right just now.
Well, one of the big demographic trends throughout the country is that women are rising up, and that's going to be a good thing, I think, going forward. More and more are moving into perhaps the rightful positions of authority and power, and we follow that at Legacy Wealth. Speaking of all that, as we head towards the top of the hour, just a reminder that the second half of the show, we're going to have a pretty good bunch of interesting topics to talk about, all the way from Carson Wentz and his situation to what's going on in the stock market. We'll have a stock market week in review. We'll talk about the company that's grown faster than anybody else in the last 10 years. So we'll be chock full of interesting things, or chock full of nuts, depending upon how you look at it. Hey, we've got 10 seconds left, and I just want to remind you, you're listening to Investment Talk Radio live on KFGO 790 in Fargo and 104.7 FM and 550 KFYR in Bismarck. We'll be back.
Welcome back to the second half of Investment Talk, brought to you by the advisors at Legacy Wealth Management. I'm Steve Poitras with Paul Myers and Brian Bruce and our producer, Josh Linus. Good morning. Here we are. It's the 20th of November. We're two-thirds of the way through the month of November already. These months, everybody makes the same observation. You get, well, they just seem to melt away faster and faster.
Can you believe it, Steve? We're coming up on football playoffs already. The season is mostly all the way through. We have Black Friday coming up here in a few days.
Oh, later this morning, they'll announce the brackets, the teams that are going and who they're in terms of like the Bison and the Sioux.
Mm-hmm.
The Bison, for sure, will probably get a bye in the first round. We're hoping UND gets
It was a fine game yesterday. Yeah. And I'll tell you what, it's like I wrote somewhere on Facebook. I'm from North Dakota. I like both those schools, and I never went to either of them. But it's fun to watch the Bison. It's fun to watch the Fighting Hawks. Yesterday, the Fighting Hawks got beat, but, you know, it could have been, could have turned around on another day. I hope they make the playoffs as well. I tell you what, with the way the Bison played yesterday, Josh and crew, I don't know if you feel comfortable with this, but I felt they could beat just about any team. I think if the way they played yesterday, they could have beaten Arizona. They could beat South Dakota. They were on fire, and they didn't even have Hunter Lupke there.
Cam Miller picked up the slack.
Yeah.
five running touchdowns. Wow. Hats off to Cam Miller and the Bison.
And it wasn't as if, well, I'm just going to call my own number all the time.
No.
The guy scored on a 31-yard run, you know?
Yeah.
A number of times scored when he was just trying to make the first
down. Speaking
of
playoffs, another couple of local teams, high school teams that are headed to championship games next weekend. The Barnesville Trojans.
Oh, yeah.
And in another class level, DGF, Dilworth, Glendon, Felton, they're both going to championship games.
Now, Steve, you have a little background out in that part of the country, don't you?
Well, yeah, Downer was in the Barnesville School District. I actually was on the varsity Trojan when I was a ninth grader at Barnesville. And in that whole season, I got on the field about 40 seconds when the team was up about 30-0 over Perham, I believe it was. And I went in as some sort of defensive. I had no idea what I was doing. But you did
very well. And they see, they recognize your eventual radio and acting prowess. And they said, we don't want to injure this guy. Steve, protect your throat at all costs. They said, and your tongue, please. Keep it in your mouth. Don't bite on anything. Yeah.
Okay,
Paul. Any comments to make? Well, anyway, it is
exciting. Took my breath away.
I know. That sounds like a song title. Anyway, it's interesting to see the local high school teams do so well. Of course, in North Dakota, Shanley was a big winner.
Oh, mm-hmm. But Shanley had a heck of a team.
Yeah, they did. But a lot of other what a great season for high school athletics and high school dramatics. Let's not forget. I got to see Joseph in the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat Friday night. And tonight I get to see Rock of Ages with a very famous couple of musicians in there, among others, Steve Stein, who is a tremendous guitar player. If you look him up on the internet, he teaches guitar and has hundreds of thousands of followers. And he lives in the Fargo-Moorhead area.
I did not know that.
Yeah.
And we lost a great area musician here one day this last week, the all-too-young Chris Hansen, who people know from. He was a very versatile bass, piano, trombone, and just big on the local music scene. He'd been a member of Hell in a Handbasket. Anyway, he had an aneurysm, and we lost him here just a few days ago.
That's a tough story, but
I think he's about 45.
Here we are on Investment Talk Radio, and just a reminder that at 9:30 in Bismarck and Minot and Williston and Dickinson, you have a chance to watch Investment Talk TV. Should be pretty interesting. We're going to go back and talk about Medicare on that show, as well as a number of other things. So if you're interested in that, check it out at 9:30 in that part of the state, 10 o'clock in Fargo and Grand Forks and Wahpeton and Jamestown and some of those other places where you can pick up the other ABC stations. Somebody said to me this week, boy, you must really have to rush over after after the radio.
Yeah, and we have to change clothes.
I know, we have to change clothes and look good. Anyway.
Put on your bolero jacket.
Yeah, radio and television, all pretty good. And we're glad we have you with us this morning. And, hey, I said we were going to talk about the best performing stock over the last 10 years.
Yes, I'm curious to share this.
Let's talk about that. It's kind of interesting. A lot of people would probably say, well, what are some of the stocks people might suggest, Brian?
Well, some of the stocks people might suggest that are top of mind are Apple, for example.
Google.
Microsoft. Could be Tesla. Yeah. A lot of the ones that we frequently talk about with our Stock Market Week in Review.
But it's none of those.
Correct.
No. In fact, and by the way, when I said the last 10 years, we're going to go back even a little bit farther. Back to the start of the 2000s. You know, it could be Tesla, for example. They went in 2009, guys. Tesla sold 937 cars. Last year, 300,000. That's a lot of cars. That's a lot of door handles. Think about it. Some people might think Altria, the big food and beverage and tobacco giant. They've grown their dividends by 631% since 2002. Dividend hikes is quite often a big indicator of a company that's doing well. It's easy to hike your dividends when you sell a kind of an addictive product to hundreds of millions of people, but that's another story. But here it is, the unknown stock that beat every Wall Street darling is a company many people haven't heard of before, but it's called Monster Beverage Corp. It has a symbol of MNST. No one would ever describe it as a company that's been changing the world. It's not putting an iPhone into every third human's hands or solving climate change. And yet this energy drink company, holy moly, from the year 2000 to 2020 has returned a mild 87,560%, enough to turn every $1 invested back then into $876.
Oh, it's incredible. Monster Beverage. Well, many of us have drunk Monster. They're kind of like an energy drink, among other things.
Josh, have you ever had one of those little devils?
I have tried them. I'm not a big fan of them. But they are also a big sponsor of a lot of sports leagues.
Yeah.
I wonder, the UFC, they're huge in there.
UFC, they've been involved with NASCAR, and they've been involved with the four major sports.
Have you ever had a Monster beverage?
Maybe mixed with something else, Paul.
Okay. No, I've had some. Pour it like there must be a variety. It's like a sour, something like that. And I really liked it. It does give you a lift, too.
Monster and Sour, it's called.
I've never had a Monster and Sour. But
no, I've never had that either. I've never had Monster beverage. I've lived a very sheltered life. I sometimes have Coke with ice, you know.
Whoa, you're living on the edge. Yeah,
Coke with ice.
Oh yeah, I go for it. Not too much ice. Sometimes I'll order water with ice, please. But
water
easy on the ice.
Yeah,
easy on the ice.
Don't get out of hand there.
I don't want to dilute it. Yeah. Anyway, Monster Beverage is kind of interesting. Look, here's the deal. At Legacy Wealth Management, we try to keep track of the trends that are moving things. What's going on in the world? What's going on in the markets? You know, we don't know all the answers, that's for sure. But we do know a lot of the questions, and we try to keep our eyes close at attention to what's going on. And in a minute, when we talk about the Stock Market Week in Review, you're going to hear some pretty interesting things about the stock market for the week. I know one thing, when the Consumer Price Index and the Wholesale Price Index, when they both came out on separate days, it moved the market higher each time. And then when the Federal Reserve governors and chairmen would come out and say something, boom, it knocked the market down a little bit. But I tell you what, it knocked it down, but it didn't knock it out. And we're going to hear more about that. And like I said, just this morning, I read that one of the Fed governors is saying, look, I don't think we need as big a raises as we've had in the past. And we're seeing the signs of inflation come down. But I tell you what, you go into your local grocery stores in Bismarck and Williston and Fargo and Wahpeton, the prices are still pretty high. A loaf of bread, pretty high. A dozen eggs, pretty high. And we understand that. And that's another reason why it's so important to make your investments work for you. If they're not really kicking it, you need to take a look at it. Now, here's the deal. Nobody's investments are really kicking it this year because it's been a tough year. But the question isn't so much what's it been in the past. as where will it be in the future? And how can you best position yourself to handle that?
Except one sector that's done very well.
Well, sure, but primarily because it did so poorly before.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, that's not the only reason, but...
We're talking energy.
Yeah. You know, when the price of oil goes from 120 down to 38 and then bounces back up to 100, I guess you can call that a victory.
It's ebbed a little lower here.
Yeah,
just
it has. Yeah. But you know what? That energy field is still pretty interesting. A lot of people predict that the price of oil could go back up well above 100 again. And I'll tell you what, when we have a recovery, which we will, the price of oil is probably going to go higher. Hey, let's talk about the topic of the day. Brian, take us into that. A lot of people with 401ks are listening to the show.
A lot of people with 401ks are listening to the show, and a lot of people with 401ks and who are getting ready for retirement come in and talk to us, Paul, and you know, in our client meetings with current clients and prospects. We get a lot of questions about 401ks and what their options are. They're concerned about how they're performing, for example, Paul. And, you know, people are wondering, hey, I have this 401k, and I've been with this company for X number of years, and I'm of a certain age, and I'll tell you what, it kind of sits there. It doesn't really get managed or monitored very actively. The choices are somewhat limited as to what I can do, and I'm really looking for alternatives or better ways to make that work for me.
Yeah. So let me talk to many people sitting out there and listening to the show today. If you've got a 401k, you think about this. Here's some common things that we get told. Hey, I've got a 401k, and I haven't worked at this company for 12 years, but I've still got a 401k there. That's one thing we often hear. Another one we hear is, well, I've got a 401k. You know, it's at my company, and I contribute to it every month, and my company matches what I put in, and that's a pretty good thing. But, you know, nobody ever really talks to me about what I should be invested in. So I pretty much got it in something. I put it in there 12 years ago, and it's still in the same thing. That's item number two that we often hear. And then item number three is, okay, I'm retiring. How do I get a hold of that money? What do I do with it? Do I leave it there at the company? So those are common questions that we hear, and I want to take a look at it from two viewpoints. One, what if you're planning to stay with the company you're at and yet you've got a 401k? Here's an interesting fact that people need to know. Now, we're not telling you that you need to do something to that 401k or roll it out or do anything like that. We're not going to give you that advice over the radio. I guess we're on the radio this morning, not the phone. We're not going to give you that advice here today, but we are going to educate you as to what some of your options are. What a lot of people don't understand is that if you've got a 401k and you're over the age of 59 and a half, and in some cases even younger, you can take your 401k and do what's called an in-service rollover if you choose to. And that's where you take money out of that 401k plan and roll it over to your own IRA. Now, why would you want to do that? Well, there are some reasons why you might want to do it. You might feel that you'll get better advice. You might feel that, gee, I've got all these other accounts. I'd kind of like to consolidate some of them. You might feel that, you know, my current 401k, I've got 12 things I can pick from, and I don't even know which one is the best. And so if you go to an IRA, you're going to have a whole lot of other choices.
You're going to have thousands of choices.
Yeah. How many mutual funds do we look at?
There's over 7,000 mutual funds that we look at, but I'll tell you what, we only like about maybe 50 of them. Isn't that what we say, Paul?
That's what we say.
Yep.
So there are some reasons why you might want to move it over, some reasons why you might not want to move it over. But what people don't know, they always think, well, I have to wait until I retire before I can move that. But the fact is, if you're over 59 and a half, and sometimes even younger, depending upon what your plan says, you can move a portion of it out of your 401k into your own IRA. Now, why? Wait a minute. They say, I don't want to end my 401k. You're not ending your 401k. You keep some money in there so that you can continue to deposit money every week and your company will match it. You do not end your 401k. You keep it going. Well, what about the tax ramifications, Brian? If you roll over something in that in-service rollover, about the tax ramifications?
Yeah, your 401k is a tax-deferred account in most cases. There is the Roth 401k, which we can talk about at another time.
Sure.
But the tax implications when you're rolling over to an IRA, there are there are none.
No.
And that's the wonderful thing about that.
Yeah, no taxes, no penalties, no big fees. If you choose to and you're over 59 and a half, you can do that. Now, again, we're not going to recommend that to you over the radio. That's a decision you get to make, but you need to be educated about the fact that you can do that. And if you've got questions about your 401k plan, well, you might want to give us a call at 701-365-8083 because the advisors there, if we can stop them from eating pie tomorrow, would be happy to talk to you about your 401k. And you know what? Even if you can't roll it over, we often help people with their 401ks figure out what they should be invested in.
That's right. You know, a lot of people just say, I have these questions, Paul, and I'm confused, or the available literature that I was given in the proxy or whatever, I'm not able to follow it clearly. Can you help us out? And that's what we really specialize
in. And so, you know, they're 58 years old. They can't roll it yet, but they're wondering, well, am I invested in the right things?
Mm-hmm.
We're happy to take a look at it. And what do we charge for that, Brian?
Well, and that's a wonderful thing. Again, we don't charge anything for that.
How are we going to be able to pay for all those pies,
I don't know. I'm relying on you to help us figure that out, Paul.
Hey, but anyway, seriously, we don't charge for that. We don't charge for you to give us a call and ask a question, and we'll help you the best we can. And that's a good thing. Sometimes we get people who say, you know, I'm being offered a pension, or I can take a full lump sum, and we're not sure. We help you figure that out so that you know what's the best for you, because we are fiduciaries, and as a fiduciary, we are obligated to do what is in your best interests, not necessarily ours or someone else's. And, you know, I think that's kind of an important thing that we can talk about. We can help people with 401ks. And most people, Steve, I bet, you know, you were probably not even fully aware of that in-service distribution concept. Maybe you were from other conversations.
No.
A lot of people are not aware of that, and it's an important capability that you can do that. Now, we have an awful lot of people who come to us who work in the healthcare arena, a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
And some of those nurses and staff members and doctors have worked there for many, many years. And if you'd like to take better control of your 401k plan, you can give us a call and we'll help you figure out what are your options, what are your choices. We'll educate you on that so you can make some common decisions. We have a lot of people. We have a lot of people in healthcare. We have a lot of people in the energy industry. Some of these people have worked there for a long time, and we can help you. And I promise we won't talk about pies all the time. I promise that. Okay. Hey, you know what? We have other features we like to do, and one of the things that I think is important is for us to take a look at just exactly what's been going on in the stock market the last week.
Legacy Wealth Management presents the Stock Market Week in Review with Steve Poitras.
Thank you, Brady.
Does
Brady play those drums in there,
he
too?
He does. You should see him play them around the office. He is a regular
rim
shot.
He's got rhythm. It was a rather flat week on Wall Street. The Dow was down 2, so virtually unchanged. The Dow is at 33,745. It did have a nice up day on Friday, up nearly 200 points. Year-to-date, the Dow is off a little over 7%. S&P 500 was down 0.7% for the week, down 27 to 3,965. Year-to-date, S&P 500 is off nearly 17%. The NASDAQ was off 1.6% to 11,146. Year-to-date, the NASDAQ is off just under 29%. Oil was down 10% to down $8.78 a barrel to $80.23. Gold was down $18 to $1,752 an ounce. What's happening with Facebook or Meta? Virtually unchanged at $112, down $1 for the week. Apple was up $2 to $151. Google was up $1 to $97. Microsoft was down $6 to $241. Amazon was down $6 to $94. Netflix was down $3 to $287. Elon Musk Tesla was down another 6.5% for the week, down $15 to $180. That is significantly
down.
That is
a 52-week low for those guys.
Yeah, weren't they once as high as 700?
That's correct.
And, you know, when you think about it, what's causing that to go down? Well, there are a lot of things causing it to go down. But I think there is a general kind of an alienation from
a general negative perception.
When the founder is offloading billions of dollars of shares, that's not a good thing.
And, of course, cryptocurrencies with, my goodness, well, Bitcoin is down at 16,618.
Last time I checked, their year-to-date Bitcoin is off 65%. Otter Tail Corporation, up $1.15 to $55.97. Otter Tail for the year is off 19%. Best Buy was down $2.50 to $72.05. Year-to-date Best Buy is off 29%. National average price of gas, folks, was down nearly 9 cents a gallon for the week to $3.70. In Fargo, it dropped 10 cents here just a couple of days ago to $3.35 on many marquees. Across North Dakota, it was down 4.5 cents to $3.60 a gallon. Minnesota was down 7.7 cents a gallon to $3.52. Even California continues a downward trend, down 12 cents a gallon to $5.34. Cheapest gas is down in Texas, where it was off nearly 10 cents a gallon to $3.05 a gallon. Soybeans, a couple of commodities. Soybeans were down 29 cents a bushel to $14.27. Wheat was up 2 cents a bushel to $8.92. And that is a look at the stock market week in review. So to this point in November, November has certainly been kinder than many months this year has been.
Well, November has been a much better month. October was a better month. And December is often one of the finer months, as is January, because a lot of new money coming in.
Now, this coming week, Paul and Brian, with Thanksgiving coming up, the market obviously going to be closed on Thursday. Does it open again then on Friday, the day after?
Yes, it does. Okay. There will be trading on Friday.
Okay. You know, I mentioned we were going to talk a little bit about Carson Wentz. It's kind of interesting. And, of course, this is tied directly to the stock market. Carson Wentz broke his finger. He's a local celebrity, let's face it. Carson did a heck of a job here in North Dakota. And I think most of us still like Carson Wentz. I've got a lot of his jerseys. I think he's a great player and a great human being. Mm-hmm. And here's the story. He's playing with the Washington Commanders. And one of the reasons that he may not start a game, I mean, it could happen. If Wentz plays at least 70% of the snaps with the Washington Commanders this year, the Commanders have to send a second-round draft pick to the Indianapolis Colts. But if he plays less than 70%, then the Commanders send the Colts a third-round draft pick. You know, it's kind of the ins and outs of NFL football. It's the way it works.
And currently there's a backup named Heineke. Is that who's been filling in?
I think that's the beer they sell at the game, isn't it?
Heineken.
Oh, but one or the other.
No, actually, they're off to a poor start, but the Washington Commanders have had some pretty surprising wins. Mm-hmm. And so I think the question is, if Carson was ready to play, do you go to him immediately, or do you continue with Heineke, who's been pretty successful?
That'll be interesting. Well, that's a little sports information. Hey, just a reminder that if you've got a question or a concern about your retirement plan, your 401k, your 403b, your IRA accounts, or whatever, if you're a current client, you know how to get a hold of us. But if you're new out there and haven't talked to us before, well, you're welcome to give us a call at 701-365-8083. We would love to talk to you. In the meantime, Brian, we had a good day today.
We had a good day. We're going to go get a bunch of pies here shortly.
Huh? We've been talking about pies all day. It's going to be a fun day.
Yep.
Thank you so much for listening to Investment Talk Radio. Don't forget about Investment Talk TV. We would love to have you tune us in on that. If you don't get a chance to watch it, keep in mind you can see it on YouTube. Until next Sunday, it's Investment Talk Radio. Paul Meyer, Steve Poitras, Brian Bruce, and Josh Linus. Thanks for listening.
You've been listening to Investment Talk, a one-hour show heard each Sunday morning here on KFGO and featuring investment advisor Paul Myers from Legacy Wealth Management. If you have questions or concerns about your investments, you can reach Paul or his financial advisory team at the Legacy office in Fargo at 365-8083. Or visit the website at legacywealthfargo.com. Securities and investment advisory services offered through LPL Financial as registered investment advisor, member FINRA, and SIPC. Thanks for listening. Give us a call, and we'll look forward to being back here next Sunday on KFGO.